something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? Hallelujah. When you make Jesus Lord of your life and you give your heart to Christ, you're born again. Things don't automatically change. Your physical body may still be sick. Your finances may still be in shambles. Your family may still be in disarray. Your job may still be completely out of joint. What are you going to do? Now you deliver yourself to the Lordship of the Word. And then the Word starts building you up. Then the Word of God begins to minister peace to your heart, minister strength to your heart, brings you information. The Word brings you information. And in that way, the Word is building you, guiding you, loading you up with spiritual vocabulary, so you know what to say at the right time. It gives you material to meditate upon. Let the word gain dominion over your mind, over your thinking. You understand? And by the time the word of God has gained the mastery, the ascendancy in your life, others outside sooner or later begin to ask you, hey, what's happening? See, they'll notice the change. They would notice the things that you used to suffer before, you don't suffer them anymore. The things that used to make you afraid don't make you afraid anymore. They'll discover a new kind of confidence in your life. They'll discover you're choosing your words differently. You speak differently. You don't talk like everybody else. You don't use the kind of words they use. Now you square up, you chin up, you chest out. You walk like somebody special. Didn't you read it, Peter and John, when they were through with the people? You know, as they spoke, the Bible tells us they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They could tell these men had been with Jesus. Because you see, Jesus was a man's man. He was not an ordinary person. Jesus was tough. He spoke out well. He knew exactly what to say at the right time. He made the positive confession of who he was. He never talked defeat. He never talked fear. He never talked sickness. Hallelujah. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They realized these men had been with Jesus. They were brought up by Jesus. They talked like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't know how to say something wasn't going to work. They knew it had to work. They talked positively. Glory to God. He says, give thyself wholly to them. Let the word become Lord in your life, that thy profiting may appear to all. Amen. So we talked about that. And then there's the lordship of love. See, as the word of God builds you, you'd begin to notice there's a new kind of love. See, the day you gave your heart to Christ, you loved everybody. But that didn't mean you weren't going to face certain situations that would test your love. But now that the word of God is building you, the love has come to stay. Like the Bible says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. But now that love is going to be tested, but it has become settled in your heart. Settled. You have given yourself to the lordship of love. Love rules your mind. Love rules you, rules your decisions in life. Love rules you. Now, there are some people who are not ruled by love. They haven't grown to the second level. They haven't moved to the next level. They are still in the lower class. You see, they've not been built to the next level. The next level is love, where you give yourself to the lordship of love. That's why you can hear a lot of people who talk the word. They can speak the message of faith. They know how to pray well. They can do all of these big things for God, but they have not delivered themselves to the love of God. See, the lordship of love. They haven't understood that. And I want to say this to you. When you read in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, and from verse number 1, can you go there? Romans chapter 12. Let's read from verse 1. Are you there? He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service or spiritual act of worship. Now look at verse 2. And be not conformed. Did you see that? Be not conformed. Say that with me. Be not conformed. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. All right. Now here's what I want you to notice. He says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you give yourself over to the lordship of the word, your mind is renewed. See, you're learning to think like the word says. You're thinking word thinking. You're thinking kingdom thinking. You have given your way of thinking to the way of God's word. Hallelujah. Now, prior to that time, you may have acted differently, but now you have made up your mind that the word of God will gain the mastery over your mind. The word of God will gain the mastery over your actions. The word of God will determine your actions in every situation. That means you are renewing your mind. Hallelujah. See, God's not going to do that for you. You have to do that for yourself. Your mind will not change just because you're born again. See, your mind will not be renewed just because you're born again. It will not be renewed just because you love God. No. You have to take the thoughts of God. Exchange your thoughts for his thoughts. Replace your thinking with God's thinking. By studying his word and meditating on God's word. Hallelujah. See, the importance of the word of God. The importance of the word of God. Meditating on God's word. Giving your thoughts up for God's thoughts. Hallelujah. All right, now look at verse 2. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. The word is transfigured. The Greek says metamorpho, meaning a metamorphosis. You understand? A change from one state to another. That means you are moving from one level of glory to another. Be ye transfigured. Through the word of God, you are changed. It's a change of state. Whereas you were in some other state yesterday, but you're meditating now on God's word and it is changing your state. If it changes your state, it will change your estate. Hallelujah. It's very important what the word of God can do for you. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Hey, watch this now. That ye may prove. That ye may prove. What is that? Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Let me explain that to you. When the word of God gains the mastery over your life, at the beginning level, through the word of God, you know the good will of God. Because the good will of God is revealed in the word. Hallelujah. Then the word, as it builds you up, the word delivers you to the lordship of love. Through the lordship of love, when love gains dominion over your life, you begin to understand the acceptable will. Now, what is the acceptable will of God? The acceptable will of God is that will of God that you do not find in the written word about life's issues, but because you are walking in love, you can know what to do. And when you do it in love, God accepts it as his acceptable will. He accepts it because it's an act of love. Are you still there? That's the acceptable will of God. Things that you do out of God's love. It's a higher level. It's a higher level. And I want you to understand God, he doesn't talk confusing. He says the good, the acceptable, and the perfect. The acceptable will of God is that which you do on the basis of love, as an act of love. You could not find ABC in the written words. You could not quote a particular scripture about that thing, but because you acted in love.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197 by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.